Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about process. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, do you think that software engineering is extremely process oriented? Yes, there is always like a level of process to everything, but it can be a lot of process and it can be less process. And it really depends a little bit on the philosophy, like the value system of the person or like the people that you are working with. And usually it's also correlated to, it's not always, but in many cases it's correlated to how big the company is. So if you're in a very large corporation, for example, it's very common that you have a lot of process, a lot of meetings especially. That's the thing that most people complain about. And in a startup or something like that, it's not so often that you have a lot of process. When I work on my own projects, for example, I don't really have much in terms of, like, I try to keep things as simple as possible. So, but at the same time, when you do that, the code, like the overall quality of the code, of course, suffers. But when I work on my own small scale projects, it's usually not that I care so much about if I cause a regression or something like that, because I don't really, it's something that I can deal with at a later stage if this project becomes something more serious than my own little thing that I do just because it's fun. But at larger scale, the fear, like the impact of causing regressions or causing problems and so forth, goes up. And the larger the system, usually, the harder it is to catch issues and so forth. So you can almost always think of that the larger the system or the more complex it gets, the more time you spend on testing and process and quality assurance things as opposed to just developing. And so it goes from being the only thing you do to being just one part of a lot of things that you do. But it's not the only thing that is very process heavy. So another thing is the transferring of ideas between people and information, which is a big part of it as well. When you work at even at a mid-sized company, you will need somehow to coordinate between the software developers and the product owners and so forth and so forth. And you would be surprised, I think, some of you might be, at how much time that actually takes. And it takes a lot of structure and effort to do that in an efficient way. Because as I like to say, this is my number one feedback to all product owners, and I've never really seen them get any better at it. I don't know if that's an inherent thing, but it's very difficult to find a product owner who understands that if you don't take the time to write out a good and clear specification of what is to be delivered with artboards and visual aids and things like that, and fairly clear business requirements, and then take the time to sit down with the team and explain to them, ideally as like group level grooming, you will just get that back as the developer. When the developer picks up the work, they're just going to ping you over and over with questions and follow-ups and so forth. And if you have a bad attitude in the team or you have some type of problem there, what's going to happen is that they're going to ship functionality without asking as much as they should about how it should be working. And then that's going to come back as bugs and embarrassments for you as the product for everybody, because you basically shipped something that wasn't really the thing that you want them. And that transferring of business requirements into the software developer that then processes it, and you can almost, in a sense, you can think of it as an assembly line, in a sense, where you're taking raw materials and refining it until you get to the end state. If something isn't really working in that transferring process of information, it becomes very hard to ship something correctly, And then you have stakeholders, of course, and so forth, who wants to be involved and informed of how things go. And all of that adds up to one very important thing. And that is that the more people you have involved that has a stake in that things are going to be shipped, the more synchronizations between people you need, the more like discussions and talking and process you actually need, because you have so many people that when everybody's involved in some fashion, everybody has to have sort of the same information. And that can take a long, long time in some cases. I've been in projects, guys, at large scale where we've gone through like months of planning and work with one person, and then they are no longer responsible for that project. We get another person who now needs to go, we need to go back and go over it all again with that person because they are, you know, in charge now. And so that is, I think, that the thing that takes the most amount of time to keep everybody working with the same sort of, as I like to say, they have the same picture of what's going to be produced at the end of the day in their head. And that is, that's definitely always correlated to the amount of people involved in the system that you are working on. So what I want you to take away from this is that yes, software engineering is extremely process oriented, the person has a vested interest in a lot of process. We have software developers who are, as I like to call them, philosophers. Some people are very like into getting really good at coding or techniques within coding, but you have the other type, which is usually the people who are more process focused. They are all about, you know, the startup mindset. They're all about agiles processes or lean, and very much into everything from pair programming to like behavioral driven development, etc., etc. Everything is about they're more into that sphere, right? But usually the process isn't all that high if you're, I mean, from every developer I've ever worked with, almost all of them are very lazy in terms of that if you don't force them to do certain things or put up like restrictions with pipelines and stuff like that, they sort of just do what feels and comes natural, right? And that doesn't necessarily mean that that is better. It's usually not. I can vouch for that. I don't do my best work if I don't have some type of quality checks or something like that. But it is sort of how every human, I argue, works if you, you know, put them in an environment where they sort of feel like, yeah, I know exactly how this works. Like the lazy seniors or whatever they're called, right? Where they don't do top-notch work because they're so used to doing work and it's always is good enough, right? That usually happens very quickly at smaller scale. And the larger the system, the more stakeholders you have, the more time you spend on testing and above all else, synchronizing people around functionality and features and so forth. That takes a lot of time because there's a lot of planning, a lot of discussions on like getting out the feature requirements, and then you have to transfer that information to the development team, and then there's usually a bunch of back and forth questions about scope and scope creeps and things that might have been missed in the original declaring of the story, or like in the original scope. So yes, if you want to just go ahead and do whatever you want in software development, you're gonna have to stick to a very Wild West type of small company or something like that, or your own personal project, because at the larger scale, it's, yeah, you're gonna have a lot of meetings, I promise you. Have a great day.